With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a couple of stories that we have followed that you have sort of pulled the curtain back on. One of them was at Bravery Brewing up in Lancaster, this LA County health inspector that came in and incorrectly told them they were going to have to shut down because they weren't serving food along with their beer.
Right.
Their beer that day was only to go. So right. They don't have to have
Super Bowl Sunday.
Food. Super Bowl Sunday. And then about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days later, we saw the video from inside the facility where the health inspector is literally dancing. And this is after the customers have left. Mm-hmm. The one person working that day was being consumed with, you know, making copies of something that were then the 11 pages of documents or whatever that have to be displayed that exactly zero people in their life have ever read right. on the front window of a business. And it, at the very least, it was a horrible look for LA County Department of Public Health because this woman had zero idea the gravity of the situation that she was involved in, it seemed.
Well, and I think the term that had come up repeatedly was tone deaf and yeah. that she didn't realize that, that was only a snapshot of a bigger video. I mean, the video, I think itself is 12 minutes. I think there was a total of 12 minutes or 15 minutes of this incident. And obviously we can't hear anything from that point of view, but I have found out recently there is audio now. And so there is audio of the exchange, of some of the exchange, and customers too. So when she came in, and the way it was characterized to me is that she came in and said, you have to close because you don't have a food truck. And as you mentioned, well, we don't need one because we're selling retail. So when all these calls are going on, she breaks out into this dance. Well, I had a chance to ask County Health Director Barbara Ferrer about that incident. And in Cut A, she replies.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about this, mostly because, you know, the inspector's accounting of what happened there is very, very different, including the fact that she was using hand sanitizer and just shaking her hands to dry it
okay, Ted Cruz.
While she was waiting for the manager at the site to bring her a phone number for the owner. That site was never closed down. There was a question being raised about appropriate paperwork for having a relationship with a food truck that actually wasn't there that day that the inspector was checking in on. But, you know, there was really a very different story documented by the inspector.
I can't wait.
From what I know was aired.
I can't wait to hear what that is. Is she going to provide that?
I'm not sure. But the thing is I said,
you know, because we know Brian and Bart, and they are very kind people. I don't think, what is she saying? If it's very different from what Bart's account of it is, or Brian's account of it is, what is she saying happened?
Well, remember the first encounter she had, the inspector, was with an employee, was with neither of the owners. So it was with an employee first. And the employee, according to Bart, had at least the smarts to say, hold on, I've got to call the owner. I you know, I can't just,
right.
Because the way it was characterized is that she came in and said, you don't have a food truck, therefore you must close. And she was saying, well, or the employee's like, no, we don't. I was told that since we're selling retail, we don't need a food truck. She says, no, you're wrong. So the employee puts her on the phone with, I believe at that time it was not Bart yet. But I believe it was
Brian.
Son Brian. And they spoke. And then he said, you need to call your supervisor. She steps outside, speaks to the supervisor. And in fact, the supervisor sets her straight. Then she comes back in and she said, well, you need to post these papers. That's when the employee goes to the back to make the copies of these forms that Gary was talking about. So if it wasn't such an issue, then why did the inspector's supervisor call to apologize to Bart?
Right.
And he called and said, we're so sorry for the misunderstanding, the confusion, and he assures Bart that would not happen again. So based on that information, and I have that supervisor's name and number, So based on all that information, the question to Ferrer was, are you concerned that the inspectors out there are inspectors out there who do not know all of the rules, but they have the power to shut places down?
Because clearly that's what we saw in this case.
And when I asked her that, I never said the business was closed. I said she ordered the business to close.
Right.
And then would you look at Ferrer's or listen to Ferrer's response? She never answers the question. And my question was, were you concerned? So now further, I push it one step further and say, what about reports I'm getting now from restaurant owners, breweries, and whatnot, that inspectors literally go in and intimidate and sort of, you know, power over these people, knowing they have all of this power? And in cut B, she replies,
you know, I think there have been many more reports of our inspectors, in fact, being bullied, being followed, being harassed on Facebook than I have seen reports of our inspectors engaging in, you know, sort of disrespectful behavior. But I do urge folks to let us know. And obviously, all of our inspectors and everybody who works here wants to always show up, you know, at our best.
What am I more concerned with? The fact that businesses are being told to shut down with bogus rules that don't exist even, or that Karen is getting bullied on Facebook? We get negative things said to us on Facebook every day. It doesn't mean we're going to stop doing what we're doing. Like, what are you even talking about?
I do know
what that's what she's worried about, people going on Facebook and talking mean about inspectors.
I will say there was one incident that there was a video of a restaurant owner in the San Gabriel Valley who confronted the inspector and really verbally, you know, kind of gave him a pretty ration of S. Verbally, and it was all caught on tape. So I understand some of these inspectors might feel that way, but there is a way, an approach, an attack to do this. And when you go in there and, you know, but when she went in with this confidence that she could close them down.
Right.
And say this, and she didn't expect there was going to be blowback when she was wrong.
That's the problem. She had the wrong set of rules.
I'm trying to ask her boss if she's concerned about others out there having that issue or that problem, you heard her answer.
She's more worried about people going on Facebook to talk about the inspectors.
Right. How often, do you have any idea how often the inspectors are on scene at Bravery Brewing? Just because I know it's not the first time, but I'm curious to know how often they're in there.
So the issue, you know, they never announce that they're coming. And that's the whole idea. Everything's a spot inspection for obvious reasons. But these inspectors usually have territories, and they usually inspect the same places because, for obvious reasons, they get to know the business, they get to know the owners, they get to know the business, they understand the nuances that go with all these different businesses. And presumably, she had been back there before or been there before, and I know that there had been other inspectors up there too. But then as soon as I put that out there, then I was getting people coming out to me saying, yeah, she was at my place too, had I only known.
Right.
And so, to answer your question, I don't know how many times she's been there. I don't know how frequently she visits, but I do know that it seems to be a handful of these restaurants in the LA County area that seem to be repeated targets. And it borders harassment in some cases. You know, I look at Chef Gruel down in Orange County, and it seems like the ones that are more vocal about not liking the rules seem to be the ones that are targeted the most. It's just what I see so far.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine the frustration. If you were a customer that was there knowing the rules, if you're the employee there and you know the rules, if you're the owner, Bart or Brian, and you know the rules, but that the person who's there to enforce them doesn't know the rules.
And it's not like this was like a packed place and they were in violation of, she's the only one standing there. It's like they had like a couple customers that were on their way out.
Right.
And it's not like she was busting up this big restaurant party, you know?
I know, with an hour or so left before Super Bowl, and they were going to close anyway. So this is the problem when inspectors don't really know the nuances about it. In this case, she apparently was clueless, in at least on the surface, from what I can tell and from what I have been told. But then, you know, the customers were even kind of off-put about the whole experience.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, the arbitrary nature of the fact that I need to have a taco truck out in my front, you know, front parking lot, so that when you come in, you could have a fresh taco to go along with your beer, and that somehow is going to prevent COVID.
And remember, in the beginning, you had to match it one for one. You had to have an entree for every drink.
Well, their thought process is like the Mormons in Utah used to be. Well, when you used to go to restaurants in Utah, if you order a cocktail, you'd have to order some food with it. Because they didn't want people getting all drunk. And their thought process at the health department is people are going and they're having eight beers and on an empty stomach, and then they start licking each other. And that's just not what happens. And certainly places like Bravery Brewing.
I was just going to say, I've been there plenty of times. I have never either licked or been licked that I can,
that you can recall.
Remember.
Well, the other thing is I've never seen anybody over-served. I can understand if you go into a seedy bar in San Fernando.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And that's the problem right there. Because everyone who has a liquor license or a beer and wine license, part of their training in order to be certified is that they know when to stop.
Yeah.
They know when to stop serving. So all they had to have done was told bartenders and the business, it's on your bartenders.
They know. They take that very personally.
Right.
I mean, I remember going to that Nick Aidenhart trial.
Right.
You know, and those bartenders that over-served those drunk drivers, you know, they were on the hook, too. So restaurateurs, you're the food guy. I don't know. I don't know these big words. Anyway, they take it very seriously when it comes to over-serving people alcohol.
No, because laws have changed now to make them liable.
Absolutely.
And so if they had really thought this through and said, okay, folks, you can still do what you're doing, but it's on you now. If someone's acting irresponsibly, and actually put the onus on the ABC, you know, the beverage control, and let them go in there and see what's going on. But again, everything seems to be a little bass-ackwards when it came to putting this whole routine together.
Steve's going to start a fishing show this weekend, too. Thank you, Steve, as always.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.